So you get to see Being Mary Jane 10 o'clock at night on BET Tuesday nights. And the ladies are mesmerized by David, played by actor Stephen Bishop. I must say that it was hard for me to place him on hold as I was doing the classified. So this is what happened when I picked up the phone. Hello. Hi. Please don't be mad at me. I had to put you on hold. Nobody put Stephen Bishop on hold. I'm sorry.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
I had to give some people some jobs. So, you know, I was like, okay, help the community.
Yeah, you know, I heard talking about Owens Mills and all that. I'm like, hey, I remember those names.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am so giddy. I'm a giddy little schoolgirl right now. I'm a big fan, and when BET contacted me and told me I will be talking to you, well, after I did my cartwheel, I was like, yes, I can't wait. So I'm ecstatic. I'm excited to be talking to you on the phone. Congratulations on being Mary Jane and all of that. No, not at all. Not at all. Hey, what's going on with David and Mary Jane? Is David feeling her or not? Like, what's going on with these two? I'm so confused.
Oh, come on. You can't be confused.
I'm confused.
It's clear David loves her. He loves her dearly.
Mm-mm.
He's got a woman pregnant, about to have a child with him, and yet whenever she calls, he's right there.
Mm-mm. It sounds like a booty call. It's not a booty call?
No. You watch? I'm sure.
Yes, I watch it. Yes.
Season one, correct?
Yeah.
These people are long-time boyfriend, girlfriend. This is no booty call. This is a real relationship that just happens to keep hitting speed bumps.
Yeah.
You know, their families are connected. They think they're going to be married and have, you know, more people to add to the family. They truly love each other. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
And David is not playing Mary Jane at all. He is just like her, caught up in the circumstances of whirlwind lives, just can't seem to get on the same page.
Okay. All right. Well, you came to his rescue, because I mean, you know, women out here, we've dated guys like David. And it's like, you know, you're playing we feel like the guys are playing mind games with us, but I guess you're saying that's not true.
Well, let's break it down. Let's
break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
Like David.
Okay.
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 Do you mean self-made,
yeah,
entrepreneur, successful businessmen who do the right thing when something, even though it's a difficult circumstance, is placed in front of them? They stand up and they man up and they do the right thing. Is that the type of guy?
No, I was talking about the guy that's in your kitchen half naked, scrambling eggs and give it to you real good and then be gone and then go to the
dream.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but that's usually what happens. I know, but that usually happens.
you guys come back. I mean, you got to snap back like that.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
If he up making you some scrambled eggs, honey, I'm just saying.
Right?
I'm just saying.
What's really going on? If that's happening?
We want the best for Mary Jane and David. I guess I can understand that there is some difficulty because both characters have very dynamic personalities, and the love is real. I guess is like an acceptance of change, and you don't want to change. You want it to be perfect, and both of them want the same things. So what's going to happen? I mean, I know you can't reveal too much, but what's going to happen in tonight's episode? Something about she needs David for other than the, you know, the usual need?
Yeah, they actually now are, tonight they start to explore a little bit more of their friendship and how they're going to work without each other and see if they're still going to be, I mean, because let's face it, they're still very connected and they still have a lot of, for lack of a better word, tentacles in each other's lives, you know? So she reaches out to him because she knows he can help her with something that she's trying to get done business-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, David loves Mary Jane and understands that they, you know, they both came up together. They're in the hustle together, so he's going to help her out. So tonight we're going to see a little bit more of them coming together as friends, I think.
You and Gabrielle have some very steamy scenes. Does it become uncomfortable? You know, I know you have to get into character, but what is that like?
It's, to not to disappoint people, but it's not at all what they may think it's like.
Okay.
Gab and I are really cool. We have a great deal of respect for each other, and our professionalism shines through all the time. She's mm-hmm. a married woman, mm-hmm. and she's never given any kind of indication of any sort of feeling. Mm-hmm. These scenes are very technical. They're very staged mm-hmm. and scripted, and there's a lot of people around. So as beautiful and dynamic and sexy as she is, there is no time to really get into mm-hmm. any other mindset other than let's make sure that we get this technically correct.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do my job as well as possible so that I don't have to burden her with the task of kissing me over and over and over
right.
and over again. It's just those things. It's just one of those things that we got to do what we got to do. But it's very easy to break away because we're both very professional about what we do.
And
we have a great
respect. You are really good at what you do. Is it hard being Stephen Bishop?
I it's not been that difficult.
Really?
Yet.
We're slipping.
I spend a lot of time in the gym and a lot of time at the golf course, and so I'm not quite in the environment where David is recognized all that much. But when I come, when I get ready to go to work and I get out to the A out in Atlanta, we'll see what happens, because that's where David will get into the world of people that will recognize him and people that watch the show quite a bit. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But I'm ready for it.
When's the last time you've been to Baltimore?
I haven't been to Baltimore since probably 1998.
Oh goodness. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while. I played with Baltimore.
Right, I know.
I got released by you guys in 95.
Uh-huh.
So my love affair with Baltimore ended there, but I had a great time while I got to spend some time out there. I love the when I was out there, my favorite thing out there, you guys had some of the greatest fish sandwiches ever.
Well, what's funny, Stephen, is I'm not from here. I'm from Pittsburgh. So
I spent some time in Pittsburgh too.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm homesick. So being here and being in Pittsburgh, very strong cities, especially football wise. And baseball, it was a hard transition, but I love both cities, and I've been here about 6 years. So when I read in Essence that you were with the Orioles, I was like, wow, okay. I kind of get why you play some of the roles that you play, as far as being an athlete and this and that. So I got a little bit more scoop on you. So it was interesting to read that.
It's definitely a similar arena where you're jumping into a situation where you're trying to earn a job in an industry that's very competitive, and there are very few jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think baseball prepared me quite a bit for the
roles, yeah,
the rigors of being an actor and trying to seek out employment in this industry.
Well, you are doing an excellent job, and we enjoy you every Tuesday night on BET. Thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for being so good at what you do. And anytime you need help with any scenes, you call on me. I don't have a problem. I'll have the baby oil and the spray bottle in hand, and I'll be ready to go.
One never knows.
Okay.
Don't be surprised when that phone rings and I'm like, hey, excuse me, can you please help me with this scene? I really got to get into character, and I want to go method on this one.
Before you hang up the phone, I'll be right there. Thank you so much, Stephen Bishop. We appreciate you. Stephen Bishop as David on Being Mary Jane, Tuesday nights on BET. Thank you so much. And, of course, I'm following you, and I thank you for retweeting me and having conversation with me on Instagram and Twitter last night. You made my day.
Absolutely. And that's thank you again for having me. And that's something that I really have fun with, is interacting with people on social networking. And just hit me up. I try to answer everybody. So as long as it's physically possible to do it, I'll be there doing it. So hit me up and say what's up.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
All right. Bye-bye.